FM Update News. I'm Margaret DeMaribus. It's 9:02. The fog in Nome kept some visitors from traveling out to Little Diomede last Friday. Senator Lisa Murkowski, Coast Guard Admiral Thomas Ostabo, and National Guard General Thomas Katkis had planned to spend an afternoon in Diomede, but instead found themselves visiting classrooms at the Nome schools. The fourth grade classes at the elementary school, and Mr. Frost's forensics class. Admiral Ostabo has tried to make it out to Diomede a number of times, but weather impeded those trips every time. Ostabo says the island is of importance to the Coast Guard because of its strategic position.
And I think it's critical that we spend time with the Alaskan residents that live on that island that are watching their world change probably more than anybody else. And having not been out there before, I wanted to take this opportunity to get out there. I also wanted to get out there with our state partners, the National Guard, and with our elected representatives to see what the needs of that community are in this changing environment.
Admiral Ostabo says their goal is to allow mutually beneficial economic growth without doing damage to the local marine environment.
As our Commandant says, one of our jobs, in addition to protecting people on the water and protecting the nation from bad things that come by sea, it's also protect the sea itself. And that is a big focus of what we're doing. And that's why one of the reasons why we want to get out to Little Diomede Island and see how we can help them. And plus, it's a maritime community, an unbelievably connected maritime community with its environment that I think it's important we go visit. We see how they're doing.
The Coast Guard had the greatest presence in the Arctic this past summer with the opening of a temporary base in Barrow. With two Jayhawk helicopters, two buoy tenders, two cutters, and a communications team in Barrow, Admiral Ostabo is formulating plans to keeping watch in waters in the Bering Strait. He spoke of those plans to the Nome Belt's forensics class.
What my vision is that because you obviously freeze over, is that we would move a seasonally, we'd move a boat up here to be the Bering Strait boat for the summer. So around somewhere in the end of May, we'd come up here and we'd stay through until the ice came, and then we'd probably go back down to Kodiak. But we'd have Coast Guard family here and a little Coast Guard pier here is my vision that I passed on to my boss about what I'd like to see in the long run.
Admiral Ostabo, Senator Murkowski, and General Katkis returned to Anchorage Friday evening after waiting for the fog to lift. They used their unexpected time in Nome to inform Nome Belt's students on opportunities in the legislature, Coast Guard, and National Guard. They also educated them on increased ship traffic and some of the change they are expecting in the Arctic. The community of Chugathpaluk now has running water and flushing toilets. The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation's Village Safe Water Program helped the city council receive funding from state and federal sources. Now, after 10 years of planning, design, and construction, all 135 residents have drinking water and toilets. Residents used to transport water to their homes from various watering points and had a lagoon where human waste was emptied from honey buckets. Mayor of Chugathpaluk, Jim Smith, says the community is very excited for this completion. He says this makes a tremendous difference in the city's quality of life. Trials begin today for about two dozen Alaska Native subsistence fishermen charged with illegally fishing for king salmon in waters severely restricted by the state because of dismal runs of the prized fish. The trials starting today reflect a clash between ancient practices and modern government restrictions. Supporters say Alaska Natives should have more say in managing their fishing grounds. Government officials say Native input is important, but ensuring sustainability for future runs is always the overriding priority. Altogether, 60 fishermen originally faced misdemeanor charges of fishing in closed waters and/or using restricted gear. Prosecutors say charges for all but a few were reduced to minor violations. A little more than half of the fishermen pleaded guilty to the reduced charges and were ordered to pay $250 fines. an effort is underway to increase participation in the advisory council process used to help set subsistence hunting and fishing policy on federal lands in Alaska. KDLG's Mike Mason reports the Bristol Bay Regional Subsistence Advisory Council held their fall meeting this past Wednesday and Thursday in Dillingham. As part of that meeting, the Bristol Bay RAC heard about efforts to increase the number of nominations and applications to join the regional advisory councils. Carl Johnson is the Council Coordination Division Supervisor for the Office of Subsistence Management.
Over the last 8 years or so, there's been a statewide decline among all of the councils in the number of nominations and applications we receive every year. And particularly certain councils, you know, and this council included, often barely get enough applications to fill their seats, let alone have a more diversity of applicants to choose from.
Johnson asked the members of the Bristol Bay RAC to do direct personal outreach to interest more people to join the advisory council. He noted that there are a couple of RACs that are short members, and it's often a struggle to get enough applicants to fill vacancies. Nancy Morris Lyon from King Salmon is the vice chair of the Bristol Bay RAC.
One of the biggest weaknesses we see with this program is not a lot of younger people wanting to get involved. And I've been thinking on that quite heavily, and I feel like we have some great opportunities out there that we're missing. We, meaning all of us, but we have places, not only just, you know, through the schools and perhaps leadership programs they have there, where we could start some internships and allow students to participate.
There are 10 regional advisory councils made up of residents of the region they represent. The councils offer advice to the Federal Subsistence Board, which sets subsistence hunting and fishing policy on federal lands in Alaska. The CEO of Anglo American, the company that makes up half of the Pebble Partnership, has resigned. Cynthia Carroll was the first woman to head the international mining conglomerate. Shareholders asked her to resign after a 55% drop in profits for the first half of 2012. She's credited with improving safety agendas in the company. And for your gold prices at this hour, gold is down $3.10 an ounce to $1,709. Silver is down 30 cents an ounce to $31.89, with zinc at 81 cents a pound. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 landed in Nome at 8:58 and is expected to depart at 9:49. It's unofficially 24 degrees at the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.